As Paul said, the night is far spent. The world has gone through a long night of darkness, and it is getting darker. But thank God, we can see the dawning of a new day. And so Paul says, let's put off the works of darkness. We're very close to the time of the coming of our Lord. And the Lord gave us a lot of signs to look for that we might be alert, that we might be aware that the time of the Lord's coming is very, very close. Paul wrote to Timothy in his second letter, know this, that in the last days, perilous times would come, because men would love themselves, and they would be proud, boastful, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. They would be without natural affections. They will not keep their word. They will be slanderers and without self-control. They will be brutal and despise those that are good. They will be treacherous, rash, and conceited, and their love for pleasure will exceed their love for God. These are the indications, Paul said, that we will know and be assigned to us that we are in the last days. Peter talks about the last days. And in 2 Peter 3:3, he said, know this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers who are walking in their own lust, and they say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. But I'm convinced that we are on the border of the return of the Lord. You say, oh, Chuck, you said that back in 1970. Yep. And we are now 37 years closer. But we're getting very, very close. So, as Paul said, knowing the time, high time to wake up out of our sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The day is far spent, or the night is far spent, the day is at hand. As Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption is getting close.